Now time for a locker room chat with Axel Voigt and basketball coach Jason Tynan. After a couple games from this past week, Coach, we'll start off with your 55-47 loss to Riverside. Your thoughts on that game?
We just kind of struggled in the second half. We played a good first half as far as defense-wise goes. And then the game kind of got, they kind of went on a run there at the end of the third quarter and kind of put us behind the eight ball, and then we couldn't get stops coming down the stretch. Defensively, I thought that was one of our poorest games across the board. We struggled with keeping them out of the paint and containing dribble penetration and just rebounding the ball at times. It just seemed like we couldn't make a play to kind of get over that hump. I think we pulled it to within three late in the fourth, and then we just couldn't get the stop we needed to kind of get us back on track. And so we worked on that yesterday in practice, or Monday in practice, and we did a lot better Tuesday night on the defensive side of things. So we hope to continue that trend going forward here.
And Coach, you guys were able to sign me that two-game skid against Donovan West by a final score of 44-21. Your overall thoughts on that win?
Like I said, the defensive side of things, we did a much better job of containing dribble penetration. I think, looking at the stats, we gave up five shots inside the paint, and that's, if you do that, the other team's going to struggle to score a little bit. And so we did a really good job of, making sure that we didn't give up a lot of offensive rebounds. I think we only gave up two offensive rebounds all night. And so we were able to do what we needed to do defensively. Offensively, we did all right. I think we shot about 50%, somewhere in there. We didn't shoot the best from the outside. But I give D. West credit. D. West does a good job of making him play defense for some time. And they're a pretty good defensive team for, how young they are. And so it's a credit to Coach Johnson and their work there. But, I thought we played pretty well, even though we didn't score a ton. But we did a good job doing what we needed to do to be successful.
Because you guys have a good number of playmakers who can score any time, how do you make sure that those guys get even amount of looks?
And that's always a tricky part. Luckily, people, they got to understand, too, sometimes that basketball is not a shooting, not an equal opportunity sport. And so, the kids kind of have to feel off each other. Eli last night wasn't probably shooting as high a percentage as what he would want, and the shots weren't falling for him. They just got to realize that's the ebbs and flows of the game and of a season. You're going to have four games where you shoot above your ability. You're going to have four games where you shoot way below your ability. And then the other 16 are going to be kind of right where you are. And so you got to understand that a guy's hot or a guy shoots the ball well. We got to get him the ball. Hey, I may not be shooting the ball as well as what I'm capable of, but I need to find other ways to do it. And I think they're starting to buy into that a little bit more and understand what good shots are and how we find them. And it's just learning the game and just developing a basketball IQ. And then it's also sacrificing a little the me for we, understanding that it's not my shot, it's our shot. And I think that's a developing in them. They're still young, and I think they're getting it a little bit better now. And it's the growth process of the season. We want to be playing well coming down the stretch here. I think we're on the right path to do that.
Last question for you, Coach. Big game coming up against Valley Heights. You guys are in fourth in the TVL. They're in seventh. You guys are only one game out of first place in the TVL. How important is this one?
Every game's important from the standpoint that you want to get better. They're a team that we saw a lot this summer. We competed against them, so they're very familiar with us. As far as what we do, we know what they do. And so it'll be a great game and a great challenge for us to match up with some of their athletic ability too. They like to run a lot of sets, and just able to execute and understand what their set is trying to do. And once again, developing that basketball IQ and understand where we need to be and what they're trying to accomplish with their offensive play that they're running there, and how do we take that away. And I thought against Riverside we did a poor job of that. We knew that they had the two Duncan boys, and we needed to take them away. We didn't take them away. We didn't limit them. And a lot of that's on me. We didn't do a very good job of making sure we were aware of that. But we got to pick up on that a little bit in the game. We can't let this guy get hot on us. And so we'll do a better job. We'll keep working in practice and go from there.
Absolutely. Coach, best of luck in that game against the Mustangs. And I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks.
That was Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and BND Buildings.